Riley, No Spin News. Thanks for being here. Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. Stand up for your country. Boy, do we have a lot to tell you tonight. You know, I feel sorry for the people that don't have this service, that are not watching us all across the world, because we have information you're not going to get anywhere else. All right? And with the election coming up next Tuesday, you need that information. First of all, did you see the interview with Tony Bobulinski last night on Fox News? You may not have heard about it because it was totally blacked out by all the media in the United States. I've never seen anything like that, where 100% of the corporate media blacked out Tony's interview. Now, who's Tony? Well, he was Hunter Biden's business partner. And he's the guy that knows all about all the tens of millions of dollars that flowed out of Russia, Ukraine, and China into the pockets of the Biden family. Now, that's true. Not made up. It's not a Russian plot. It's true. That happened. So you would think that maybe the corporate media want to know a little about this, right? So here's what I am told, and this is not exclusive. This has been reported this morning by a few conservative news outlets. So the people advising the Democratic Party, the political action committees, basically put out the word to Disney and Comcast, to CBS, to AT&T, CNN, to all of them. If you cover this Hunter Biden story, you are not going to have access to the new Biden administration. Direct threat. Went right out. Now, you're CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN. You need access if Joe Biden wins, because the news audience is going to shrink and shrink fast. Nobody's going to be on the edge of their seat, all right, wondering what Joe Biden is going to do on Thursday. Okay? The Trump show leaves town. Those networks, those cables, they're in trouble. You wait and see. Okay. But you do want access to the president and vice president if you are running a television news operation. And if you cover Tony Bobulinski, you're not going to get it. You see it? Now, this is an enormous story in a republic, in a country that's supposed to have freedom of expression and freedom of the press. Are you going to see this story covered? No, you're not. And another thing, on Sunday, I am going to predict, and I hope I'm wrong, that the New York Times and or the Washington Post will drop a story, an anti-Trump story, in their Sunday editions that has a sensational aspect to it. So they can dominate Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in the news cycle about Trump's the devil. And I told you I believe they're holding stories back, and I think they'll drop on Sunday. They have to. They're going to drop it Friday night. They're not going to drop it Saturday, Sunday. Now, I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see, right? Okay, so I was looking into this Bobulinski thing. I watched the interview. I didn't learn anything. I already knew what he was saying, and we had checked it out independently here on the No Spin News, and we know it's true. All right, the hard drive is true. The emails are true. Hunter Biden derived tens of millions of dollars from foreign nations, and so did Joe Biden's brother. I think his name is Jim. They both did. Well, we know it's true. So Bobulinski is basically saying, okay, I was involved, and this is what happened. But Joe Biden is the mystery man, because we don't know if he got any money. You just don't know. Now, that should have been the lead on the interview. It was not. If I had been doing the interview, it would have been a different story. So the headline becomes, Joe Biden said he had nothing to do with his son's business dealings abroad, and that's simply not true. He knew about them. I don't know whether he encouraged them. I don't know. But he knew about them, and he says he didn't know about them. That's the headline. That's the story. That's it.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. All right, let's go to Philadelphia. So last night, another disturbances all over town, looting, burning, all of that, because police shot dead a man that had a knife, and that's on videotape, and his name is Walter Wallace, 27 years old, he's dead. Okay, so Mr. Wallace, long criminal record, a violent record, okay? This isn't just some civilian in the street who didn't do anything, all right? He had actually pleaded guilty to resisting arrest, punching a police officer. He kicked down a door of a woman, put a gun to her head. He served a year in jail for that. He should have served five. But Wallace was obviously an unstable individual. So anyway, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, Black Lives Matter, they call a big demonstration last night, protest, get everybody out. They do that by email, okay? They've got a big list of people who want to protest. So they come out, and then they attack police, 36 police officers hurt, they burn, they loot, okay? So I'm looking around going, what the deuce is happening here? This is a total breakdown of law and order in Philadelphia, not surprising. The very troubled city, as is New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, all uber leftist run, okay? But it just is like people, well, they're burning stuff down again, they're looting again. So you would think that Donald Trump would make a big deal out of this. Here's another example of anarchy in the streets caused by certain groups that want to overthrow the government, because that's the truth. But he can't do that, because he needs minority votes. And the Republicans think they're going to get many more African-American votes than they did last time around. So the Trump people don't want to talk about this right now. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So I understand. And Trump can't do anything about it anyway. But then I say to myself, what did Joe Biden say? What, you know what they said? Biden and Harris, they released a statement. So we have to deal with the mental health issues in this country. What? What? What are you going to do? There have always been insane people doing violent things. Always. You're going to go to their house? What are you going to do? Not a word from local government in Philadelphia or federal government, Biden, whatever, about the police. Philadelphia police. I mean, as I said yesterday, this guy's coming at them with a knife. It's on videotape, and they shoot him. You would have shot him. I would have shot him. Back with a final thought in a moment.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, MFT.org.
So here's the final thought of the day. Tomorrow, Thursday, I'm going to give you big picture on the election. Okay? I'll break it down. I'm ready to make a couple of predictions tomorrow, not a final one. That'll come Monday. Tomorrow, I'll make a couple. Then throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I will be tweeting. And we're going to line the tweets up on the site. So under the message of the day heading, all of my weekend tweets will be there. And it's at Bill O'Reilly. You want to get the tweets. So a lot of stuff's going to happen this weekend. We're going to be on it. I'll be tweeting constantly. I hate to do this. Holly looks at me, the tarot dog, go, what are you doing? I go, it's the election, Holly. It means treats for you. All right. If they tax me more, it's fewer treats for Holly. And then on Monday, our final program, Mark Penn is going to be on, and we'll have our final prediction about who will win. Thanks for watching tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.